Yeah, four, actually. okay. Okay, so I kind of want to tell the story of this song. It started off as a dream or a walk we went in the woods.
In the moon of the budding trees, I was gifted new eyes to see all of the shifting shape and ways you can be. Wake the dreams into realities. Wake the dreams into realities.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is she, and I want to thank you for connecting in this moment. Today, we're connecting to our roots, the alchemy of food, and the season of spring. And for those that are in the southern hemisphere, I encourage you to still listen, because you can file this information away when spring is upon you. In addition, if we can honor where each other is at, there can be some really profound shifts that start to happen internally and externally. So we have talked in previous segments in regards to the springtime as it relates to Chinese medicine, that system. And there's another system known as Ayurvedic system, that is from India, and it acknowledges the elements in a little bit different way. In addition, it acknowledges the seasons in a little bit different way than Chinese medicine, yet there are overlaps. And the reason I present them both is because one might call to you more than another. You might over time be able to navigate between the two systems and listen to your own body and figure out what you need. Also, I always like to remind everyone, because more and more people are understanding what that word Ayurveda means or Chinese medicine means. These are ancient systems that were developed in a specific location in the world. And similar, if you were to study some indigenous cultures in any other part of the world, there would be additional systems that were in place. These are very well documented, they're used, and they're still utilized. And where we can learn many things from this is that maybe all the recommendations aren't perfect for where you live. Maybe all the herb formulas from Chinese to Ayurveda are not the answer for you. They might be, but I've loved to do over the years, as I've reconnected with this wisdom in this lifetime, is to really think about where I was born, where I live, and what's available, and create cross matches that make more sense for my biology, as it is my ancestors are from mostly Europe in this lifetime, and I came into Hawaii, so I have these frequencies of these two locations, and then my soul definitely has a connection to both Asia, different parts of Asia, China, Tibet, India. So with that being said, there's some different things that are wanting to be satiated, but then I have to really attune to what's going on for me in this moment. So I encourage you, with anything I share, really take some time to figure out what's needed for you. If someone says, this is it, there is no magic pill. There is no one size fits all. And it takes time to really get to know your body, really understand what's needed. And remember that in nature, there's this beautiful alchemy that occurs where if we listen to our intuition and we're connected to nature, we'll know what we need to consume. We don't have to make it so complex. We don't need to eat a lot of superfoods, all those things. We can eat a pretty simplistic diet. So when we look at Ayurveda, it's a beautiful system, because if you use it proactively, you can keep yourself in balance. It also is a restorative system for people that have come out of disease and clearing and cleansing. And the same Chinese medicine can be used proactively, preferably, and then it can also be used for regeneration too. It's not going to shift you out of 911 immediately, so there has to be a commitment and patience to both systems, and this can take several revolutions around the sun to really attune to how your body works. So if you're inspired, take the time to dive in, retract, re-enter, retract, re-enter, And just remember, there's not one size that fits all. So if we look at the season of spring as it relates to Ayurveda, that this is a time where we naturally will have stagnation from the winter months. We're well into spring now. That, and we'll be approaching summer shortly in the Ayurvedic system. But if we realize that we have stagnation and this is a time where we naturally start wanting to move and we want to move that energy that's in the body, you'll notice some of the trends that occurs. A lot of people are offering cleanses. I really encourage you, if you're really healthy and feeling solid, that then you're probably in a little bit better place to just decide if you need a cleanse. And also check in on your psyche. Are you doing this for egoic reasons, other reasons? Really check in on that. If you have health issues, serious health issues, big red flags in your body, I really recommend that you find the right resources to assist you. Someone that is just out there marketing a cleanse, you need to do the research to see if they have all the systems in place to support you properly. And sometimes it takes a team, meaning that you're working with a Western and Eastern doctor, making sure that you're getting blood work done, really understanding what's going on in the body so that you are not just blindly taking yourself deeper into a place that is going to harm you. Nature has these built-in systems, botany, that the pharmaceutical companies have mirrored their formulas after. Okay, the formulas you get from Chinese medicine and the formulas you get from Ayurveda are from nature, and then pharmaceutical companies have mirrored the botany, what's the plants are communicating, mirrored that chemistry into pharmaceuticals. You have to make sure if you're on medication, you could be taking foods that can complicate or over aggravate what's happening or cause serious things to happen. So I recommend a couple things is really, as I'm sharing this, to check in with where you're at. If you're at a medical doctor, you're taking pharmaceuticals, and you're deciding, well, I want to implement some of these things in my diet, and also maybe I'm going to be taking some herb formulas, you need to run that by your pharmacist and see if there's any drug interactions. I really, really cannot stress this enough. There are some things on the internet that will match you up with different herbs, like let's say licorice root, and it will show the drugs. So more and more we're getting some crossover, but please go see those pharmacists. They're really knowledgeable. They can help you out, and if they don't know, they'll be able to send you in the right direction. The doctors don't always know. Your Eastern doctors are not going to know all pharmaceuticals, and your Western doctors aren't going to know all herbs, and they may not even know the pharmaceuticals that they're prescribing. So you have to be your own advocate. So why I mention this is that in nature there are these formulas that are happening, and sometimes they're not meant to be crossed over and can cause problems to your liver, your kidney, your spleen, your digestion. So really listen to what's going on in your body, and just don't take something because someone said it was good for you. It may not be good for you. One person's medicine may be another person's poison. So that was a mouthful. What we're going to do is we're going to check in here and connect to spring cleaning. So this is a metaphor, a phrase that's utilized a lot. This time of year is a great time to do cleansing in your physical temple, your mind, your spirit, and your external environment, the one that you're living in. So by giving you that extensive lead-in, I want you to think about, what does this mean for you? Doing a check-in, really saying, okay, it's springtime, what do I want to get done? What do I want to prepare before my summertime? Maybe I'm going to be working, but maybe I'm going to be going on vacations. What do I want to get in order so I can enjoy my space? In addition, what energy is stagnant and needs moved out? In the physical environment, meaning the external one that exists around you, if you have stuff that you've been holding on to for years, move it out. Doesn't mean go and consume more. Leave the space there. Allow room to come in. If we become more mindful with our energy, especially in the spring to summer, you'll be surprised at how you can take that space and hold it for a while and then decide to mindfully put it somewhere. So we're going to do the check-in. Check in with the body. What typically happens in certain areas of the world, you have all the plant kingdom budding up and allergies can happen. Mucus starts happening and we don't necessarily need to stop the mucus. There's a lot of over-the-counter drugs that are used to stop this discomfort. However, this is the body's way of cleansing. The mucus is coming out and cleansing. What happens in the psyche is we start to go, oh no, I'm getting sick. I don't want to get sick. And we might want to stop it or move one place to the next. But remember, this is a natural process the body's going through. And sometimes maybe you're in a situation where you're living in a near plants that you have an allergy to. So you need to check into that and see what's happening. There's many things in Ayurveda that you can do proactively that we're probably not going to dive into with the mucus to keep it from going into a deep sinus infection. But if a little mucus is coming out, let it run, let it go, keep it moving. But also check on the body. Has the body been feeling slow, stagnant? Are you wanting to get out and move? Check in. How's your digestion been? Where are you ready to go from there? And just notice anything that's going on in the body that you want or need to address. And if you have big red flags, please don't hesitate to go to a doctor. It's okay to go to the doctor. Then you can be your best advocate and take care of yourself if you get information to work with. Next, check in the mind. How's the mind working? Is there forgetfulness? Are you tired? Is it cloudy? Are you feeling some depression? You're ready to wake up that mind a little bit and put it into movement and balancing. Your spirit, your soul, your inner being, however you want to call it, that essence that continues on beyond here. How is that feeling? Have you been nourishing it? If you have a theological practice, are you really engaged with that? Are you honoring that practice? If you have a spiritual practice, are you honoring that? Are you showing up for it? Are you making the space? External environment, as I mentioned earlier, is the space clean, clear, feeling good? Do you want to wash the windows, clean it off, prepare for this time of year where the light is long days coming in and encouraging you to be outside? But move that stuff out and leave the space. Don't fill it back up with seasonal goods. Just let it be. Let it go out and see where you want to direct your energy. You might want to, rather than purchasing a bunch of stuff, save that money up and go on a little excursion or an adventure to feed your soul with some inspiration to complement the fire energy that's rising up. So what I would like you to do from there is mind, body, spirit, your external environment. We're making it really simplistic here. Four things. Pick an area of focus. Where would you like to put the energy? And I want you to contemplate that. You don't have to know that immediately. We were leading in with a little Nahako and the medicine people, budding trees. So this is what's happening in the spring. I want you just to take in this segment, this song, and think about where you would like to put some focus. And as I mentioned, pick one area. The others will kind of naturally happen as you go through this process. So when we come back, we'll dive in a little deeper.
Yeah. Four, actually. Okay, so I kind of want to tell the story of this song. It started off as a dream or a walk we went in the woods.
In the moon of the budding trees, I was gifted new eyes to see all of the shifting shape and ways you can be. Wake the dreams into realities. Wake the dreams into realities. Sunset diamonds trickle down our cheeks. The language of no words is how we speak. Pachamama spinning firelight, and little bear singing by the fireside. Out of the city with the wind on our necks, check, that's us whistling up on your neck. Moonlit diamonds sparkle in my mouth, feels like hunger and it tastes like salt. Feels like hunger and it tastes like salt. So tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, 'cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Oh, oh, oh. Shit in the morning commute. Coastal quiver on a quest to the dunes. Sandy toes and bottomless curves of the moon. Heavy lifting for Pele's children. Hand of the goddess soaking cliffs keep building. Plate is full but appetite has dwindled. I feel little sick so I keep the fire kindled. You, the pillar, steadfast light of bravery, and I, the dimly burning candle, still shaking. Riddle fear, quiver my bones so easy. Well, you're the guru now, so visualize healing. Yeah, you're the guru now, so visualize leaving. Let her go, for she can no longer feed you. And many children need that monarch creature. Just barely missed you, I was finally ready. But you were long gone, too much heavy history. Yeah, you were long gone, too much heavy history. Let go of blame, that shit will never serve me. Bless other men, investigate your mystery. So, tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, 'cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Through the woods, it catches to my head. She crawls behind my ear and whispers secrets. Dragonfly was by and sings and now teaches. Yeah, dragonfly was by and sings and now teaches. Fork on the trail, I watch you head up Malka. I turn my car and whisper, thank you, sister. Edge of the west where water touches land. You are the east with folded maps in hand. Time to increase my frequency. Hands of light and bodies talking, yeah. Give me some of that wild fox medicine, but keep me here in this wild present tense. Foldies aborted on new lover's chest. Dawning adventure, sparkle, get some rest. Dawning adventure, sparkle, get some rest. So tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, 'cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Oh,
I made this song about it. So it was like, it went from like dream world to drawing to writing to life to music. Dun, da, da, da.
That was Budding Trees by Nahako and the Medicine People. We have the opportunity in every moment to do this check-in, to check into our mind, body, and spirit. And this is where the shifts start to happen, when we can acknowledge, wow, I'm heading into an imbalance, and rather than go way over there, I'm going to catch it before I do. So that's the benefit. Now, there are times in our life that out of nowhere we're blindsided and we're taken into what's known as trauma. And if you're in that place, or you're coming out of that place, be gentle with yourself, be compassionate with yourself. The beautiful part is, if you have been in a practice of becoming more proactive in your living, that when you're sent into that 911 arena, you'll know, wow, I have to ride this wave. I have to go through this process. I'm more than likely going to be completely taken out of imbalance. And I'm going to hopefully remember my tools, and if not, gather a team around me to help me move out of that place, and to be gentle with yourself and give yourself the space to go through that process authentically. Some of the deepest transformation, self-awareness, and understanding of who you are will happen in those really difficult times. And I share that because I don't want anyone to feel shame or guilt if they're in one of those tumultuous times and they can't be all of that. If you look across the world, depending where you are, there's a whole country that's going through trauma right now, and they just need to be in the ICU together. And all of those of us that choose to assist in this moment can, through prayer, meditation, through funds to assist in that healing process. And remember not to forget them, you know, in a month or a week, and to remember that those individuals need our support. And this will be ongoing when we have more awareness of our global community and responsibility to one another, and of our awareness of the universe. So what that relates to in the mind, body, spirit is that, first, just to acknowledge where you're at and to be really honest with that. And I'm going to be linking in an article, which is a spring guide from Banyan Botanicals. They have a lot of great information about Ayurveda. You can connect with it, read it. Again, really check in with where you're at. Don't just adopt something because you think it's trendy or cool. When you read this article, you'll see that this is a time how you can support your digestion, and thinking about the spring foods and how to bring in certain elements to enhance your meals and start moving that stagnation. And during the springtime, we naturally want to eat a little bit lighter and decrease the amount of heavy, oily foods and really curtail eating too much in a day. And you naturally might be wanting to do this right now. Listen to the body, see where it wants to go. Where hopefully you arrived at the end of that segment was, what do I want to look in at? What do I want to address? Really recommend focusing on one area or two. I talked about this in the segment last night, is that if you can connect to one area, it will connect, because we're a holistic system, to other things. Now, I don't mean just connect to your quads. That might be an area of focus you want to work on in your body, but if you're wanting to focus on your body, then do that. If you're wanting to focus on your mind, do that. If you're wanting to focus on your spirit, do that. If you feel pretty well balanced and you want to refine each one of these areas, that's going to probably be doable. But if you have some big strides to make, meaning that if your body, let's say, is atrophied, the muscles are weak, then be patient with yourself and really focus in on that area, knowing as soon as you start working the body and moving the body, you're naturally going to start doing some other things that are going to assist the mind and the spirit. So first of all, the body is, we don't want to exit out of winter, and some of you might have already started to exit out of winter and into movement. this could have happened as early as February. We're in May now. Still do easy movement, slow movement. If you're in an exercise regime and you're used to moving, it's still not a bad idea to slow it down a little bit. Give the adrenals a chance to have a break. Give the liver and the spleen a chance to have a break. Just easy movement. This is a great time to bring in isometrics, doing a little body work that does not require really intensive cardio and bringing you up to that anaerobic state. So easy does it, using your power versus force. And if you overexert yourself, this is going to really tax you and wear you down and not give the body a nice gentle gateway to clear the body out. Now, especially as I mentioned, if you're overweight and you're saying, wow, I've let my body go, think back to how long it's taken you to get to there. So if this has taken several years for you to atrophy or gain this extra weight, please take the time to slowly bring this weight into another dimension in your body, meaning that don't worry about pounds, just get the body in shape and allow it to metamorphose and shift. Allow your muscles to get strengthened over time, gently, not overexerting them, because again, you'll start to wear down the body too rapidly, and the body's already been worn down because you're looking at it and saying, gosh, it's not how it used to be, and this is taking me 10 years to get like this, and now I'm finally ready to work on it. And if you do it rapidly, it's not necessarily going to give you those long-term effects, and you might get worn out fast before you're ready to make this a lifestyle change. What happens when you do a little, understanding that goes a long way, in addition, it prevents what's known as adrenal drain, over-fatigued. Our society as a whole is stressed. Many people are always in fight or flight, and their adrenals are drained. This taxes the system. It prevents a lot of things from happening. So easy does it with the body, but you can simply bring in some movement, slowly doing maybe some isometrics and some weights if you were wanting to do that, and thinking about the foods you're eating. And on that page, we'll talk about that in the next segment a little bit, about the foods that you can bring into during springtime to assist with this process. Now, if you identified your mind, and let's say it's running really fast, historically it runs fast, this is more of a Vata tendency, one way to bring that into balance is to speak less, especially if you have focus issues that you tend to over-focus. I want you to practice just not speaking. Practice listening, and this may take several years for you to do this, but speak less. Take the time to breathe, slow down the words and the thoughts, listen to what's happening, and just use fewer words in general. This will help calm the mind. And oftentimes what I notice when people have a Vata imbalance and want to speak, is they're not being respectful of themselves and others. In addition, they're saying way too much and they're not getting to what they really want to share. So if you take that time to breathe, listen, and even taking a pause, and then speak, and then keep it short, and then allow someone else to speak, and then you go from there. And then address what's coming up for you emotionally, why you feel like you need to be heard. That's where some inner work is going to happen. But by slowing down the speech, this is going to calm the mind. It's going to assist you with focus, and it's going to assist you with understanding what you really want to say and where you really want to go. The mind also will benefit from some meditation and breath work. This will also feed that soul we'll talk about in a moment. Real simple, just take 5 minutes of doing nothing and then slowly extend it. If you're feeling depressed and you've been sitting a lot, maybe all winter, then a walking deviation is a beautiful way to meditate. Taking one step at a time, really mindfully walking and clearing the mind. So using the step to clear the mind, every time you put that foot to earth, exhale, feel the mind empty, and just gently walk around your neighborhood. Enjoy the plants, keeping the mind clear. If a thought comes in, just breathe out and keep going. No judgment. These walks will help ignite your fire, get rid of that stagnation that might be moving itself through your body or wanting to move. And again, don't make to-do lists. Just really practice your presence. And this may take several years for you to really deepen and understand what's happening here, but make the commitment to yourself if you're inspired. The third area of focus is the soul. This is an area, our inner energy, whatever you want to call it, is really craves some love and attention. What happens when we look at this inner essence is that it will almost immediately start to shift how you operate in the world, through your mind, through your body, all these things, how you engage with your external environment. So it's a beautiful time just to say, okay, what is my practice? Now, the trends of the world, especially in some of the spiritual communities, the yoga communities, some of the indigenous communities, people where they're playing around with different cultures and integrating them. Part of this is because we've traveled through many lifetimes, we've had experiences in many different locations, and we're remembering that. Collectively, we're remembering this. Sit with what's been revealed to you, where you feel that heart's calling. You can't be all things, so decide what your alchemy is for in this lifetime and put a focus there and say, okay, these are my practices and this is where I want to focus. Drop the judgment of self and others. Really say, okay, I need to tend to my inner spirit. I need to walk the talk. So this is where you begin to deepen the understanding of what you believe in. You can sample a lot of flavors in the ice cream store, but eventually you might be inspired to buy one flavor or two, three if you're feeling really bold, and deepen that understanding of why you're connected to that and why there's an essence. Ultimately, you'll find there are overlaps and you might be called to honor your soul in a certain way, and it doesn't fit into one thing that existed in the past. However, choose just a few things to focus on. They will all lead you to a beautiful, deeper understanding of your inner landscape. In addition, if you have a theological belief system, honor it. Really deepen your understanding what you believe in. Don't just assume a role or a title because you were taught that as a child, or you've had a calling to it from the past, but you're not really showing up for it. Deepen that understanding of what that is. Welcome yourself to go deeper so it can reveal itself to you. A simple bridge, no matter what your belief system is prayer and meditation. You can bring them together. You can enter the gateway there. And then the third aspect is studies. If you have a very distinct belief system, spend the time studying. Don't keep skimming the top of the pool water. You can if you want, but it's not going to really take you anywhere right now. It's just going to keep allowing you to skim the top. Welcome yourself to go deeper. Dive down in and see what you find. You may not find what you thought you were going to find, and you may go over to the one of those other areas that you've skimmed and realizing the truth in that. Let it be an exploration, but really deepen so you can understand where you want to meet it in this lifetime. Then the external environment, if we're thinking about that, think about what is ready to go. If you focus on one of these areas, mind, body, or spirit, there will be things that you start to shift out of your external environment. If you're working on your body, you'll notice that, hey, it's time to get rid of these old clothes that I've been holding on to. If you're working on your inner spirit, you might start clearing out your home, realizing you have things that you don't want anymore. They're not aligned with that practice. If you're clearing your mind, you're probably going to be clearing out the external environment too, so the mind can rest. We're going to listen to a little OK Go, upside down, inside out. get a little move on and really connect deeper to what you would want to focus in. Ask the question again, see what comes up, see where you can honor yourself a little bit more, respect yourself a little bit more, and make some shifts. Ready to dive into one area, mind, body, spirit. Your external ecosystem will probably come along with that. However, if that feels most comfortable to you, go for it. Meet yourself where you're at. Food. This is the alchemy of food, connecting to our roots, acknowledging that food that we nourish ourselves with us, one, creates a communication with our earth system, creates communication with the people that grew that food. In addition, creates a dynamic within ourself, our physical body, our mental body, and our spirit. So if you're eating food that is not clean in essence, meaning it's maybe modified in a certain way, but more importantly is not organic, meaning they use pesticides on the soil and on the food, this is very dangerous. And so you might be on a cleanse, but you're cleansing yourself with fruits and vegetables that are sprayed with pesticides, or you eat a lot of synthetic foods that are full of preservatives. All these things are foreign substances to the human body. Nature has a natural pesticide system built in. It does not require anything external. So when man or woman decided to start to control crops and do large monocropping, they started to you know, use that intellect in a way like, I can master this. Well, they did it. However, to the detriment of pulling us out of our natural way of communing with Mother Nature. So get educated about what's going into your food. Understand what you're eating. Pick one product that you have. You don't have to change your whole kitchen immediately. Pick one product that you eat all the time. Look at the ingredients if it's a packaged food. Research what each one of those is and decide if you still want to eat it. If you're eating food that's conventionally grown, find out if there's pesticides on it. Find out what those pesticides are if you can, and research what that is and decide if you want to eat it. Then pick one area where you want to start to make the shift and do the best you can. Don't become obsessive about it. However, really start to take responsibility for what you're putting in the body. If you make baby steps, that will stay with you longer. In addition, we are in a system right now that didn't happen overnight. So people, as they become educated about what they're eating, might become alarmed. Don't freak out. You're still here. Make gradual steps and still go out in the world. And if you have a meal at a restaurant and it's not all organic, it's okay. Come home and flush your system with water. Enjoy your time out. Maybe it's made with love. Allow yourself to slowly migrate to a clean lifestyle. In addition, allow yourself to go out and enjoy the world the way it is. And over time, you'll make mindful choices and decide how you want to show up. And don't make everyone you're eating with feel bad about the way they eat. You take responsibility for you and let it be. They will notice shifts in you potentially and ask you what you're doing, and then you can share. So food, I really encourage people to start to connect with what's growing locally. What happens, spring and summer and fall harvests are a lot of fun because there's all this food coming in and different things to eat seasonally. So look at where you live, what grows, and where you're from, because you might need to be nourished from those foods from far across the world. Thankfully, right now, we have stuff that's imported to assist in that, because we weren't necessarily intended to be migrating everywhere all over the world, but we have, so we will work with it. Connect with what grows locally and maybe what has grown locally in your homeland, and find a balance. Really listen to the body. During springtime, per Ayurveda, and this is in that article that I've linked to below, fruits to favor: apples, apricots, blueberries, cherries, cranberries, dried fruit, lemon, limes, peaches, pears, pomegranates, prunes, raisins, raspberries, and strawberries. All of these things will help nourish the body, move the stagnation, and attune to what works for you. You don't have to eat all of these things, but check in to see what works for you. Vegetables to favor, and you'll notice some of these don't start to appear in, like, apples. Pretty much you can find those year-round. They're typically grown in the fall. However, you might bring them in different ways. They might be dried. The same with foods that aren't quite here yet, aka cherries. They're not here for another month or so. So think about what's available right now and then move through the process. Strawberries have a season. Move through the strawberry season and then let them be. You don't need to have them all year round or even into the summer. Vegetables to favor: artichoke, asparagus, bell peppers, beets, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chard, chilies, collard greens, corn. Again, this is a little early, but you'll start to see it in the market. Dandelion greens, endive, garlic, green beans, kale, lettuces, great thing to cleanse the system, mushrooms, onion, peas, potatoes, radishes, spinach, sprouts, and turnips. So some of these things are winter vegetables. See what's still available, see what's being grown locally, and start to work on that. Don't worry about the list, but this is just to give you an idea. I don't want you to be held hostage to lists. Grains for this time of year: amaranth, barley, buckwheat, millet, oats, not dry, not cooked. This is a fun thing to do with fruit. Throw it on fruit with a little potential yogurt, but if you're having a lot of mucus, you may not want to bring that in. Quinoa, rice, basmati rice, rice cakes, rye, tapioca, play around with it. Beans, legumes, fresh beans, salads are a great way to nourish self. Adzuki, bean sprouts, black beans, black-eyed peas, garbanzos, kidney, lima, lentils, miso, mung beans, navy beans, pinto beans, tempeh, dal, and white beans. Seeds to favor, popcorn, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds. So some of this popcorn might have been left over from last year's harvest. You can bring that in this time of year, pop it, watch a movie. Dairy to favor. That yogurt is good for the bacterial and the intestines. But again, if you're having a lot of mucus, you might want to back off from any dairy. Cottage cheese, goat's milk, yogurt. Animal products, if you eat them, eggs, freshwater fish, poultry, rabbit, shrimp, venison. Oils to favor to this time of year, corn oil, flaxseed oil, ghee, mustard oil, safflower oil, and sunflower oil. Sweeteners, honey, maple syrup, and molasses. A great tonic to drink in the morning this time of year is warm water, honey, and lemon or lime. Drink that in the morning before you dive into any other beverage. It'll clear out the system. In addition, it'll nourish you, help you with any allergies in the system, in your system, and keep you more balanced. We're warding off any seasonal colds or flus that might happen in this time of year. You can even add some cayenne or cardamom to it to assist if you feel like you're worn down. If you are feeling worn down, slow down, take a rest, and then you can get back to that movement for that this time of year. So I've just given you a lot of information about food, reading all those lists. Again, I have the link below. It's a beautiful article about springtime. You can read it, take it in. Just wanted to really give you a little bit of a sampling of what kapha is and how to assist yourself during this time of year, really getting you to do that check-in and see where you're at, see where you want to move from here. Simple practices are really first to decide where you want to connect to mind, body, spirit, and your ecosystem. Choose one, maybe two, and then take a simple step forward in that direction. You don't have to do anything extreme, preferably not, and see where it goes from there. We are going to exit out connecting to our soul, connecting to that spirit, with a song by Suzanne Sterling called Jai Ma, the Freedom Song. I would love for this moment for you to deepen that connection to your inner self and allow this to be a little bit of a meditation, welcoming in self-wisdom, welcoming in listening to self. And then in addition, if you're inspired during this process of really communing with self, sending some love, sending some prayers to those people around the world that are suffering right now, those people that have lost family members, and give thanks for all that you have in this moment, and let them know that you're there just through the mind's eye, letting them know that they're not alone in their dark hour. And that support goes a long, long way. Until next time, this is She signing out with a full heart, a big smile, bright eyes, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.
I'm standing here before you. I dance under your moon. I am naked here before you. Bag of bones. And I cannot see my way. I cannot see anything at all. I'm standing at the crossroads. Which way to go? wanna see your face. I wanna whisper in your ear. You are the breath inside the breath, inside the breath, inside the breath, and I surrender.
You have been fighting it with medicine. You have been fighting it by talking.